It's October 7th, 2022, 10:13 hours, Ward Green here. 10:13 hours by my watch, not by the computer, so your mileage may vary. I've got a new box, unboxing. Let's get this. A new box just came. I think I know what it is. I think it's the Seafoam. But I want to say something first before I open this box. Let's say something out. Well, before I talk about it, I'll show you what's in. That's what's in there. Before I talk about this, it's all that's in there. I want to talk about something else. My tooth. I think there's another issue here. I think we've got a different tooth, 3.5 or 3.4, because when I put the water pick between the two teeth, 3.6 and 3.5, if I go between 3.5 and 3.6, there's no pain with the water, you know, being sent there. But when I put the water on 3.5, between 3.5 and 3.4, I feel something. I feel pain, sensitivity to the cold. And it's not even very cold water. It's just room temperature water. But I think that the pain I'm experiencing over here is a combined effect, and maybe there's a root that's got a problem. One of the roots here, like 3.5 or 3.4, could be an issue. That's the update on the teeth. That's really significant, because that's the first I've really noticed ever. That's the first I've been able to pin that down and say there's something there that's not 3.6. Very significant, because we don't want to do a root canal on the wrong tooth, obviously. Anyone who does root canals knows that. But anyway, this is what I got. And so coming back to today's package, it's got a few dents in it, but it's just, like, if you get a can of food that's got dents, that's not good, because you could have some problem with, if that can has been sitting on the shelf in your home or in the store for too long with a dent in it, something can happen where the dent is occurring in the can. You don't know what's happening on the inside of the can, but there could be something different happening in the... I mean, this is just something that to be aware of. Look, I think we've got some... No? Okay. It's supposed to rain. If it doesn't rain this morning, then it's not going to rain. It shouldn't rain for the rest of the day, so this is early morning. Well, it's early for me. But I was up. I've been up for a little while. This just arrived. What Seafoam is? I was talking about canned food. If you've got a dent in the can of the food, I don't know that that's a good thing. It shouldn't do any harm, but you don't know what's happening on the inside of the can. I'm trying to think why that could be a problem. I don't know why that could be a problem, actually, but I was told that when I was young. I was told that by my mother, I think, told me that, about the dent in the can, that she didn't think that was a good thing, to buy a can that had a dent in it. So I've always sort of remembered that, and I've always sort of followed that. But this is not food. We don't eat this. So it doesn't matter if it has dents in the can. Of course, the dent in the can weaken the can. That's the thing. A dent can weaken the can, right? So what that means is, in the future, that spot where the dent is could be the place where bacteria can enter in, or if the can is ever breached. But I don't see, as long as the can is not breached, I don't see a problem. I don't really know, though. So It's something to be... Yeah, it doesn't look good when it's food, but for this kind of a thing, shouldn't be a problem. What this is just it's a type of gasoline treatment for gas and diesel engines, but I've used it in my... not my lawnmower. No, I've not used it in my lawnmower. You could use it in a lawnmower, or you could use it in a car, or... I've used it so far in my chainsaw, because it didn't... It would... The gas gets gummy. And this will clean out your carburetor. It's really good. Actually, it doesn't really clean it completely necessarily, but I think it just dissolves the varnish. And this can help you to start your vehicle when you couldn't start it otherwise. So I have used this to start up my chainsaws when they've been sitting around. But that was before I got the other fuel, the new fuel that I'm getting now, which is not just a stabilizer, but it's got a carburetor. It's got something in it that helps keep the carburetor clean as well. So I don't need this anymore. But it took a couple of rounds of fuel before I don't need this anymore. I can get by with just the fuel that I'm using now. But maybe if I stored the vehicle for too long, I'd need this again. I mean, not the vehicle. I've never used it in my car. I mean, if I stored the chainsaw for too long, what? It's not a vehicle. It's a chainsaw. If I store it for too long, this can be done again. This can be used again. What you do is you can squirt a little bit of this with an eyedropper into the. You take out the air cleaner, squirt it directly into the carburetor through the air cleaner opening. After you take out the air cleaner, you don't want to get the air cleaner wet with this. Just take out the air cleaner, squirt this in. Just a little bit will help. It'll start the vehicle. And then once the vehicle's started, it should be able to get the gasoline to flow through the carburetor better. So this is the stuff. And also what I did back then when I didn't have the new fuel that I've got now, which itself cleans, or it cleans the carburetor. Before I had that, I used to drop this into the carburetor just before I shut it off. After I was done using it, I'd keep it running, idling. And while it was idling, I'd drop an eyedropper full of this into the fuel intake or air intake of the carburetor, you know, which is just the place where the air cleaner sits. And it would just, dropping a full eyedropper of this in there would shut it off. It just choked the engine and shut it off. So it, that's how I would store it in that condition. So that would keep the carburetor, it keeps the carburetor from getting varnish. Anyway, but I understand you can use this in cars as well. You can use it in any vehicle that you've got a problem with. And the other way you can use it is you don't have to put it directly into the carburetor. You can mix it with the fuel. Just put a small amount of it in your gas tank with the fuel, and this will help. I assume it sinks to the bottom of the tank, and that's why it gets into the engine right away. I'm not sure. I'm assuming that must be what it is. It's probably denser than gas, because if it's not, it would just float on the top of the gas tank, and it would never get in. You'd have to mix the gas somehow, but you don't do it. When you add something to your gasoline, it has to go straight to the bottom of the tank if it's going to be used by the engine. So I guess this is heavier than gas, but I've never seen anything or researched that. Anyway, that's it. So that's what arrived today, but I think there's more stuff coming soon. That was a pretty long video for that one little thing. But no, the other, my tooth update. That's a big thing, because that could be a big thing, because if it's that tooth, then it's not necessarily any problem, or there's still a problem with 3/6 too, you know, but it's not, yeah, it still hurts even to wiggle it. Yeah, 3/5 doesn't hurt to wiggle it. So I mean, there's 3/6 is still the main problem at the moment, but it's just something to be aware of. It could be another tooth as well. So it's Ward Green, October 7, 2022, 10:22 hours. Bye for now. Have a great day.